What did you want from me? Como fue Zale? Hope you guys had a great week this last week. Enjoyed you guys' little trip to Netherlands and all that stuff. Hope you guys have been also having a good summer, everybody. Let's see. Monday. I feel like I already talked about Monday in my last recording. But basically, just went to cyber, all that good stuff. Washed my clothes, basically did what I do like every Monday. It's a party, man. Tuesday was pretty good. We had district meeting with like the whole zone on Tuesday, cause like they're like planning. I don't even know. It's kind of weird. I don't know why we had just meeting with the whole zone. It's pretty good. It cracks me up. Our zone is like totally different now, cause like they just have like a bunch of like. Like, I feel like President just sent, like, all the Viracabos, or the old missionaries, to our zone. Like, it's literally just, like, a bunch of missionaries that are just tired and want to go home. Oh, man, it cracked me up. Like, when we, like, we're doing, like, the realization, what's it called? No, not real. When we were, like, same way. I don't even know what it's called in English. Freak. It's like when we just kind of write down, like, our goal or what we did for the week. Like, how many people we taught and, like, all that. I can't remember what it's called in English, but, yeah, so we did realization, and then after that, we just, like, went back to the apartment. We're just chilling till like 5, and then we finally left to the sector. And that was like basically it for Tuesday. And Thursday was super, or Wednesday was super great. We had like a bunch of rendezvous like all day long. Like we were just out teaching a bunch. It was a super great day. We like met a few new people and stuff. It was pretty awesome. It was super weird. So we came to Ajao after we like took like the little boat across. There's like just a bunch of random just naked kids just swimming around in like the nasty dirt crap water. Like it was gross and super weird. They're just all just running around just freaking nude. Like no parents, nobody cared. It's Africa, man. Oh man, it was really funny. It was just the weirdest thing. I was like, what the crap? And then after that, we had like our first rendezvous with like the sister of Sir Christel, who's like that one girl that I baptized with Elder Dikabele. And so like, we went there to like teach her, and we like show up to her house. Like, they don't really like have doors, so like we just walk up. She just chilling there, just like topless. I'm like, what the freak are you doing? Like, so awkward. I'm like, what the freak, man? What is up with these people? And so then, like, finally, then we, like, just, like, taught them, and then we went and taught, like, some other people in Ajiawe. And then after that, we, like, went to Biasud, which is, like, this one little, like, ville, or, like, little city, like, in our sector. So we went there, taught a few people, and then that was like basically it for Wednesday. And Thursday, we got up like pretty early because we had like a rendezvous at like 8 in the morning. It's like we just like hurried and got ready. I hurried and went to it, and then my comp was saying he's like feeling really tired and sick, and we just went back to the apartment. But I'm like we set up like a bunch of rendezvous for Thursday, so I'm like, oh man, like we can't miss all these. So then luckily other Zinsu like went out with me to like go to all the different rendezvous we had. It was super awesome. It was a total stud. So it was super great. I was super happy about that. And it's like we met a few new people and like it was just a huge blessing. It was super awesome. And so then when we left, like, in the morning, the sector, like, there's just these dudes just, like, chopping the heads off of these chickens just right outside our apartment. I'm like, okay. So, like, totally scarred me, like, all over again. I'm like, holy heck, why are you killing these chickens right here? Like, I don't need to see that, man. And so then, after that, oh, and also Thursday was, like, the end for, like, the Muslims. They have, like, this giant fast where they, like, fast for, like, a month or something. And then they have, like, a giant party. And so Thursday was, like, the end of their fast. So it was just, like, bunch of just Muslims all over the street, just, like, partying, just walking around. And, like, they do, like, their trek to Mecca or something. Like, since, like, we're not close to Mecca, like, they just walk around. So, like, they're just, like, all just walking around in, like, these giant groups, just, like, chanting all this weird crap. It was super funny. And then, like, after that, then we went to, so when we went to Ajiawe, me and others, Insu, the boat just, like, just stopped working. And, like, at the very beginning, like, it was, like, taking, it was, like, hard for them to start the boat. And then we finally left, and I was just, like, praying. I'm like, Heavenly Father, like, help us get across this place without, like, getting stuck in the middle of the, like, lagoon. And so then we get, like, all the way to the very end, and the engine just dies. And, like, we just slowly coast to the shore. It was nuts. And then, like, there was, like, this little, like, sandbar. So then, like, we just, like, that's, like, where we ended up. So then we, like, got out of the sandbar and just, like, kind of walked over to, like, the dock and then walked in. It was super funny, but kind of sketchy at the same time. I was like, yikes, man. And so then after that, went back to Biasud because we had some more. Actually, no, we didn't have time for that. Now that I remember. We didn't have time to go there. We, like, just went back to the apartment because, like, we ended up just not having enough time to, like, make it to all the rendezvous, but it was okay. Just, like, called and told him what was up. And then Friday, we're, like, waiting for the doctor to come to the apartment because, like, my companion, like, he has, like, I can't remember if I told you guys, like, he has, like, this weird growth, like, on his neck. And so, like, we're just, like, waiting for the doctor to come and stuff to, like, check it out. And I guess, like, he's had it, like, for, like, 9 months or so. And so, like, he's just been, like, just, like, suffering with this weird growth on his neck, which is a weird thing. But anyways, so then, like, that morning, like, before the doctor came, because he didn't come till, like, later in the day, like, I got up at, like, just early in the morning and literally just spent all day just, like, reading and studying. I read the entire book of, like, our history. Like, I just read the entire thing. And I, like, studied the Book of Mormon and stuff. So it was actually a pretty good day of study. But I literally read, like, the entire book. Like, it's not, it was, like, a pretty good-sized book. I just read the entire thing. Oh, it was super funny. So then, it's like chilling, and the doctor came and stuff. And like basically just like said he was gonna call us Sunday or something, like to tell us like what he's gonna do. Like he didn't even prescribe me like any medicine or anything, cause like the medicine he's been taking like hasn't been helping with the pain and stuff. So we're just like, okay, whatever. Like he'll just call us Sunday. And then Saturday, my comp wasn't feeling good, so we just, like, chilled at the apartment, like, all day. And then Sunday, after church, like, my comp just, like, started feeling really crappy. And, like, he just was like, we need to get to the apartment. Like, I'm not feeling good. And so we, like, got to the apartment. And then, like, he just, like, went on his bed. And, like, he was just, like, shaking because he was, like, so cold because he had, like, a way bad fever. Like, I took my thermometer and, like, checked his temperature. He had 102.5 fever. I'm like, holy cow, like, this is way high. So then I called, like, Mama Benini, like, we were talking, like, she told him to, like, give him some medicine. So he gave him some medicine, like, his fever went down for, like, an hour, and then just came back, and it was, like, 102.7. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just getting worse, like, we need to go to the hospital. And so then, like, we're talking to Mama Benini, and she's like, oh, like, it's the Sabbath, like, you can't go to the hospital. Like, like, my comp, like, he is not doing good right now. Like, we need to go to the hospital. It was so weird. I was like, the crap? Like, if it was your kid, you would go to the hospital. But, like, not as a missionary, you're just like, I don't know, it's super weird. But anyway, so we ended up going to the hospital. And, like, I wasn't really realizing, like, we were going to be staying the night at the hospital. So, like, I just, like, just threw on some pants. And then we just left. Like, it was nothing. Like, I didn't have anything with me. So we get there, and, like, we were staying there, and then, like, finally at, like, 11 o'clock at night, they, like, because I was just, like, waiting out in, like, the waiting room,